Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert bringing a series of messages on Focus on the Family. So get close to your radio and have a Bible ready and turn to Genesis chapter 4 as we take a look in the book.
On the name of the Lord, when you see folks look like they done laid aside their head, they ain't using the mind that God done gave to them. Oh, it's time, ladies and gentlemen, to call on the name of the Lord. When life ain't going good for you, oh, that's a sign that it's time to call on the name of the Lord. When you see a world that's training its kids to be successful and not faithful, oh, it's time, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if you're feeling me today, but this is the kind of world that we're living in today. We are living in a world that everybody is trying to be successful, but ain't very few people trying to be faithful. It's nothing wrong with being successful, but you want to also be faithful. Listen. Let me give you five things right quick on being faithful. Amen. See, I don't think you need to choose between being successful or faithful. A lot of church folks say you ought to just be faithful. No, you need a job. You need something that's going to help pay these bills up in this. And you don't need something where you're going to start out at the bottom. You need to not only start at the bottom, but you need to be working your way on up to the top. Because things ain't going to get cheaper. Things going to get higher. So you're going to have to start being successful. Not only being faithful. But let me help you on being faithful. And I'm going to give you these five things in the acronym of Bible. Would that be all right? We're going to spell out the Bible. Would that be all right? B-I-B-L-E. Would that be all right? B-I-B-L-E. All right, so write it down. B stands for believer. Believer. Don't be a doubter, but be a believer. That's it. Write it down. Don't be a doubter, but be a believer. Cain was a doubter. Matter of fact, Cain's mama was a doubter. God told Adam and Eve, if you eat off that tree, you're going to surely die. But she doubted it. And she messed up her family. Yeah, because she doubted God. God told Cain, I'm going to give you another chance. If you do well, you'll be accepted. But if not, sin lies at the door, and you're going to have to master it. But he doubted it. And he messed up his life for the rest of his life. Listen, if you don't want to mess up your life for the rest of your life, be a believer and not a doubter. Whatever God say, believe it. Whatever you read in this Bible, believe it. If God said, if you obey me, blessings will come, believe it. If you disobey God, curses will come, believe it. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. And all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Believe it. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father except by me. Believe it. There is no other way. Peter said, there is no other name on this earth whereby men shall be saved other than the name above every name. Believe it. Number two, the I. Inside. Hear the principle. Don't focus so much on the outside, but focus on the inside. Don't focus so much on the outside, but focus on the inside. We live in a world that focuses you on the outside. That was Cain's problem. He focused so on the outside that he couldn't handle other people's success on the inside. See, not only do you talk about you being successful, folks gonna be successful in your life. And you gotta be able to handle other people's success. You gotta be able to handle somebody else's success that's getting a promotion. You thought you was gonna get the promotion, but they got the promotion. How you gonna handle their success unless you got something on the inside to deal with that? And then you got to be able to handle folks' weaknesses on the outside. And you got to have some on the inside to deal with their weaknesses on the outside. See, Laman couldn't handle somebody else's weakness. He said, a man wounded me, so I killed him. You can't go around killing folks because they stepped on your feet. You can't go around killing folks because they hurt your feelings. You got to learn how to have some on the inside to deal with that crazy stuff on the outside, because that's how life is. There's success, people are having success, but people are having failures. But if you got something on the inside that's greater than that on the outside, you can handle their success and you can handle their failures. All of us have seen these pro football players and these pro basketball players. They get million-dollar contracts. They start out making millions of dollars. But by the time they retire, do you know the average NFL and the average NBA player ends up broke? They end up busted and disgusted. Even though they had millions of dollars, they end up broke. What was the problem? They had some on the outside, but they didn't have enough character on the inside. Listen, don't get a position that your character can't keep. Don't just go around flexing your muscles on the outside. You better start working out with this Bible on the inside. So the B, believe. I, inside. We got another B though, don't we? Belong. Belong. Here's the principle. Don't worry about belonging to a group, because you already belong to Christ. Don't worry about belonging to a group, Because you already belong to Christ. You see, Cain went out and he built him a city, an important town, so he can belong to something that's important. Yeah, Henry Maslow, he talks about those different levels of needs. And he says one of the levels of needs that a person has is the need for belonging. See, a lot of times people, they join stuff that they had no business joining because they have a need to belong. They end up getting in a gang that they shouldn't get in a gang because there is a need that wasn't fulfilled. And so they end up joining the gang because they had that need to belong. I'm telling you today, don't worry so much about trying to join a crowd, because you already belong to Christ. Listen, listen. Almost any group, almost any club, almost any organization that you join, you're going to have to pay for it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're going to have to pay some fees, or you're going to have to pay some dues. But what I like about the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus has already paid your fees. He has already paid your dues when he died on that cross. Listen, what is it anyway? What need that you have that God can't supply through his church? What need that you have that God can't supply through his church? Yeah. See, you don't have to go and join now another group, now another club, because God can supply right through the church. You say, but I got a spiritual need. The church can help you with that. You say, I got a social need. I need some friends. The church can help you with that. You say, I got an emotional need. The church can help you with that. You say, I got a psychological need. The church can help you with that. You say, I got a physical need. The church can help you with that. You say, I got a material need. The church can help you with that. You say, I got a financial need. The church can help you with that. Whatever needs you got, the church can help you with that. Oh, listen, I'm 58 years old, and I have never had to turn my back on the church and go out there in the world to try to find some group, some gang, some organization to meet my needs. Why is that? Because I have stand on the promises of Almighty God. My Bible says, God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory. B-I-B-L. L stand for love. L stand for love. Are y'all with me? L stands for love. The principle. Don't love the world, but love Jesus Christ. Don't love the world, but love Jesus Christ. Listen, Cain fell in love with the world. He fell in love with his city. Jobal, he fell in love with his cattle. Jubal, he fell in love with his music. Tubal-Cain fell in love with his iron and metal. Lamech fell in love with his two wives. The problem with loving the world is when you get ready to die, they can't love you back. See, that's the problem with making idols into the world. Idols make bad lovers. Yeah, they make bad love. You can spend all your money loving them, but when the end come at the end of the day, they can't deliver you. See, you can spend all your money going to see the Dallas Cowboys. Emmitt Smith can be your greatest hero, but at the end of the day, when you are dying on your deathbed, Emmitt can't deliver you. None of your Cowboys can deliver you. LeBron James can't deliver you. Tony Romo can't deliver you. Your favorite player can't deliver you. Your cars that you focus on and put all your money into cars, your cars can't deliver you. Your clothes can't deliver you. Your pretty house that you got, it can't deliver you. The money that you got in the bank, I don't care how much money you got, when it's your time to die, you're going to die because your money can't deliver you. But I do know one somebody that can deliver you, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. If you love him, he can love you back. But we got one more, don't we? Because we got B-I-B-L-E. East stands for eternal. 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 Are you with me, Bible Way? This is the last one. This is the last one. Here's the principle. You ready for the principle? Don't focus on the temporary, but focus on the eternal. Cain and all his children and grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren, all of them focused on the temporary rather than on the eternal. See, Cain should have been thinking, okay, yeah, I can stay in the city for a while. But one of these days, I got to get on out from here. Where's I'm going to spend eternity? That was the question he should have been asking. Yeah. Jobo, you got all these cattle, but you can't live with the cows forever. Where you going to spend eternity? Jobo, you done mastered the music industry, but you can't live with the flutes and the band forever. Where you gonna spend eternity? Labor, you got two wives, but you gotta leave them one day. Where you gonna spend eternity? See, that should have been a question. But what Satan wants you to do, Satan wants you to just focus so much on your work that you ain't got time to worship God. He wants you to just focus so much on your work, you just focus on the temporary, that you just forget about the eternal. But you can't forget about the eternal, because Jesus says, what do it profit a man if he gains the whole world but lose his soul? Jesus told a parable in Matthew chapter 25 of the talents. He said there was a businessman, and this businessman gave his servants some talents according to their ability. He gave one 5 talents. He gave one 2 talents and gave one talent. The one that had 5 talents, he went and he traded it. And the Bible says he came back with 5 more. And Jesus said, well done, good and faithful servant. You was faithful over a few things. Come on up and be with me in glory. And the one who had 2, he said, look, master, I done traded and I got 2 more. He said, well done, good and faithful servant. You was faithful over a few things. Come on up and be with me in glory. And then he came to the one that had 1. He said, master, you gave me 1, and here the 1 is. And he said, you wicked and you lazy servant. You could at least took my money and put it in the bank, and I could have got some interest on my return. And he took that man and threw him in hell, where there was weeping and gnashing of teeth. he didn't think about where he was going to spend eternity. Don't be so focused on trying to be a successful in this temporary life. Because wherever you at, you ain't gonna be able to stay here forever. You may go and get a job at General Motors, and you may work there for 30 years, but one day you gotta leave General Motors. You may work at TI, but one day you gotta leave TI. You may work at Verizon, but one day you gotta leave Verizon. See, we are just like Pilgrim, just tearing through. That's why the old songwriter said, "Guide me, O thy great Jehovah. Pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with that powerful hand. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more." Where are you going to spend eternity? You need to be not only successful, but you need to be faithful. As I come to a close, I had the privilege of going to several graduations this year. And one of the graduations that I went to was Kristen graduation. And I learned two things. See, whenever I'm watching anything, it's a teaching moment for me. One of the things I noticed at the graduation is that when everybody came up there backstage, they gave the clerk a card with their name on it. And the clerk called their name, and they walked across stage, and the lights was on, and everybody started clapping and what happened. There was a handicapped person. I don't know if this was a girl or was just a boy. But this person was in the wheelchair. And they had a man that helped this person in the wheelchair on stage. The person gave the clerk the name, called the name, and when everybody saw this person, this handicapped person in the wheelchair, and the man was rolling her across, everybody stood up, and they started clapping. That person got their diploma, and the man wheeled her on off the stage. Do you know that's how life is? We come on the planet, and we get a name backstage, but then there comes a time that we come out on the stage and the lights hit us and everybody starts clapping for us because we are doing a job that it has been successful. But in order for us to be successful, we had to have some help, just like that handicapped girl. Somebody had to help you get up there on that stage. Your mama, your daddy, a sister, a brother, an auntie, an uncle, a church family, but more important, the Lord Jesus Christ. Because family members and friends are going piece of the way with you, but the Lord Jesus Christ, he'll go all the way with you.
If you would like a copy of the message you have just heard in its entirety, would you please call the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit our new website at alookinabook.com. Again, that is alookinabook.com. And come on and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And until next time, let's take a look in the book.